milk production continues to grow, but in our view, it's at somewhat of an underwhelming pace. We've had such strong income over feed numbers here over the last 4 or 5 months. We would have anticipated a bit more herd growth, and being up 1% during Q1 in an environment that's just screaming for milk with record high milk prices, to us, just doesn't cut it.
And you kind of mentioned that if you take out what's happening in California, that the numbers are even more underwhelming.
That's right. I mean, you're seeing, or at least right now in California, their numbers are still strong. The weight of the impact of the drought is yet to be seen, but that's something that's coming on the horizon. I don't think there's any way to move around that. And we've had such poor performing numbers in the upper Midwest. One of the key reasons why cheese prices have been at all-time highs and remain very close to all-time highs is that we just aren't getting enough milk in those cheese-producing areas.
Now, we have seen cheese back off the last couple of days in the cash market.
Well, I think it's we've been at all-time highs. That's going to generate some demand destruction. We are moving into a period of seasonal production growth, so we should see some excess supplies hit the marketplace. On top of that, the international markets are now at a discount to the U.S. market. So there's certainly a reason to anticipate a correction in the U.S. market. It's possible that we draw off another 10, 20, potentially even 30 cents in the near term as we just kind of reshuffle things. That said, we need a heck of a lot more milk in order to keep this market down to these levels. We think that there is a lot of risk into the second half of the year with now potential El Nino conditions, which could make things extremely wet in California and dry in New Zealand, and that's not going to help anybody.
Now, we also had the cold storage report come out today, and cheese stocks down substantially from a year ago.
Yes, given that we were at two record high cheese prices here and butter prices being very close to that $2 mark, these numbers that are below previous year with total cheese down nearly 9%, butter down nearly 30%, it goes a long way to help explain where we've been here over the last few months. Now, that said, when looking at versus previous month, we're barely squeaking out any gains here on total cheese. Now that, to us, has the potential, while we may see this correction come through during our spring flush time frame, look out for potential another leg higher in Q3 when the U.S. becomes a milk-deficient country. What stocks will we have to draw from?
Right now, we're looking at a record Class 3 price for April. Good gains in May and June today. What do you anticipate is going to happen here in that Class 3 market?
Boy, it's been, I think a lot of folks have been anticipating the cheese market to see this correction earlier than, and it still hasn't truly come to fruition. We're only off about 18 cents or close to 20 cents now from those record highs. That said, I think there is anticipation that we will see some weakness. You've got now a $2 discount from April, which will settle somewhere over $24 a hundredweight, down to the end of that $22 to $23 range for May. June, if futures, even with today's gains, are still predicting a number right around that $20 mark. And then for the second half of the year, you know, we're seeing a bit more declines there. We're not so sure we've necessarily seen the bottom of that market. We think there's potential for another leg higher. You know, those numbers only truly translate with today's dry whey prices into approximately a $1.90 cheese average, and we think there's an opportunity that market remains above $2 in Q3.
Should producers be looking at some hedges right now?
Always. I mean, even with the outlook that we still see in this market, tomorrow and a wrench could be thrown into it and things could change. We would recommend for dairy producers to start looking at put options to protect their downside while keeping that upside fairly open, or at least if they are looking at some min-max type strategies, to have that call option well above the market to be able to take advantage of another potential leg higher.